Right, so happy early new year, everyone. No, I'm not talking about January 1st. Actually, you know, because of the way we count time in the church, actually, New Year's Eve is going to be next Friday, more or less, when you get right down to it. Because in the church, we kind of keep time a little bit differently. We have our own calendar. And in a way, it really makes sense, and it's on this final day or the final Sunday of the year that, you know, that we celebrate Christ the King. It's one of the things that we've been working at all year. We've been waiting to get to this point. You know, when you look at it, a lot of what the church does, it really does make sense. Because here, you know, starting next weekend, we're going to begin Advent. We're going to begin those times where we can see the hows and the what fors of Jesus' birth. Why did he come? What were some of the things that were going on? How did that occur? You know, and then we actually celebrate his birth, and then you know, a couple weeks later, you know, after we get done with the Christmas season, you know, the octave of Christmas, we're going to jump into what they call ordinary time. And brothers and sisters, by ordinary, we don't mean boring, okay? That's not, you know, it's not one of those things. It's a time, it means ordinal, it means ordered by number. In other words, what the church does is in those non-very special seasons is that we take a logical kind of sequence of Jesus' life. And really kind of what we do is we start from the easiest stuff, just like we did when all of us were children and we were in school. We started with the easiest lessons, and then they progressively got more challenging as we went. Of course, you know, we take a break for, you know, that greatest time for Advent, or I'm sorry, for Lent and then for Easter, you know, when we celebrate, you know, the really important thing of Jesus' coming. But then we slip back into this ordinary time, and in the past 5 or 6 weeks, we've kind of stepped up into the graduate level courses of Jesus' teachings. We've been getting, have you noticed how difficult and how challenging those some of those readings are that we've had over the past few weeks? I mean, when you look back and you think, there's some pretty difficult things, you know, for us to try to figure out and for us to try to do. And today's gospel, in many ways, and today's feast kind of seems that way, but really not. You know, on this last day of the church year, you know, what we're getting a chance to see and what we can hear, with St. Dismas, by the way, who is, you know, traditionally the good thief who's on the cross, you know, what we hear in St. Dismas should, even though being a follower of Christ is not inherently overly easy, it's going to challenge us, but we can hear, you know, and it's probably the greatest message of hope in some of the gospels that we get. You know, from time to time, brothers and sisters, we're not perfect. I mean, really, there's only been one human being who's ever walked the earth who was free from sin, one natural human being, and that's our Blessed Mother. You know, and we're not her. Her son, who was also fully human, was also fully God at the same time, you know, and he had a little bit more credibility with that. But we are going to be challenged, you know, and at times, brothers and sisters, our faith will be, it's going to be challenged. We're going to look at the world sometimes around us and go, what is going on? Why isn't God fixing things? Or we can look at the difficulties we're experiencing in our lives. You know, we can say, where is God in all of this? You know, and the good news is that he's there, and that's what we see, you know, with St. Dismas on the cross today. You know, it's actually one of the most hopeful things that we can see. It's a very sad point in Jesus' life. But, you know, when it comes to St. Dismas, we look at him, and we can see that even if we have been struggling and we haven't been the greatest, you know, if we've been one of those individuals who think, I can do it all myself, I don't need God, you know, it doesn't matter, I'm out for number one, nobody's going to hold me accountable, I can do anything that I please, you know, it doesn't really matter, because when we look at St. Dismas, in that last moment, he was willing to say, you know what, actually, I have done some bad things, and he was willing to ask for God's forgiveness. And brothers and sisters, that is the actual message. It doesn't matter, you know, how bad we've been, it doesn't matter what we've done. If we're willing to be honest, and that's what we hear St. Dismas doing, is we hear him being honest and saying, look, you know, to the other thief, you know, look, we deserve to be here. He doesn't. This man sitting next to us is holy, and he turns to him and he says, you know, please forgive me for those sins. And what is Jesus's reaction? It's not, this is what you deserve. It's no, today you'll be with me in paradise. You know, even in those last moments of St. Dismas' life, he was able to turn to Jesus and to receive that forgiveness. And that's something, brothers and sisters, I think that each and every one of us, you know, those of us who are not our Blessed Mother or who, you know, who struggle with life and who have to, you know, kind of fight our way through, you know, from time to time, brothers and sisters, we're going to make mistakes. But the good news is that at no time are we ever so far from God's love or so far from his forgiveness that he's going to turn his back on us. You know, it's one of those things, and that, brothers and sisters, is something that is absolutely amazing. That is something that we celebrate. Yes, it's difficult. Jesus never promised any one of us or any one of his followers that life would be easy. But he said, I'm going to be there for you. You know, and when I look back at my life, I mean, honestly, you know, there are times everybody's been through tough things. And there are times when I, you know, when I'm experiencing some of those difficult things, I have, you know, I keep wondering, where are you, God? What's going on here? Until I look, you know, maybe a month or two, or maybe even a year or two after that event, and what I can actually see is just like for St. Dismas on the cross, you know, that Jesus was there right next to me. You know, had he had the power, I'm sure he would have picked up a log and beat his message into my skull as I was standing there going, no, I'm here. Just ask me to help. I'm here. I am helping you. And each and every time I've seen that, you know, I've seen that God was there. So it's something that we need to remind ourselves, that even in those most challenging parts of our lives, when things seem to be too difficult and you know, there's just no way that we can carry on, you know, remember St. Dismas and Jesus in this particular instance. Even in the most difficult part of Jesus' earthly life, he was there to forgive. He was there to tell people that there's something better. And just like St. Dismas, if we're willing to admit it, he will do the exact same thing for us. And that's something that we celebrate. That's something that, you know, as we prepare for this new liturgical year, you know, that's something to do. Because, you know, it's a reminder that Jesus is there for us. And we get to see, coming up, you know, in these next weeks, how much God really did love us by sending Jesus in the first place. It's a great, great, great system. So, my brothers and sisters, you know, as we, even as, and I think, you know, it's no coincidence, well, it probably is, but it's no big coincidence that, you know, we're approaching this time in our country that we would call Thanksgiving. It's coming up next week. You know, how many times do we actually add into those prayers the fact that God loves us so much, he was willing to sacrifice his life for him? What do we have Thanksgiving for? You know, do we ever give God, you know, on that particular day, do we center it on him rather than us? And realize that, you know, even when we're thinking about all of the great things that we give thanks for, they're all gifts from him anyway. Because he was willing to love us so much, and because he was willing to give himself for us, we have everything that we, you know, that we celebrate. So let's think about that. You know, as we begin this New Year's, you know, take it easy on that whole thing, you know, that New Year's, church New Year's Eve celebration. You know, okay, it's not like that, but, you know, but the idea is that, you know, just to remember that even though it's difficult, it's well worth it. And to, you know, and just to kind of prepare and to kind of start over and to see where God's working in our life, to see where he's helping us, you know, and to remember that in those difficult times to look and to know that even though we might not see him, you know, he's there for us just like he was for Saint Dismas. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Amen. And he replied to him, Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.